taking that pheasant, chucker, duck, goose, whatever, to the taxidermist. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I ran into a very interesting guy not long ago who is, to say the least, very resourceful. And that's a big plus in tough economic times. His name is Neil Hunt, and he owns a pigeon hunting company. As it turns out, shooting pigeons is a great way to practice for people who are wanting to go duck or goose hunting later in the season. But irrespective of the type of game bird you want to shoot, if it's a great-looking bird, you may want to have it mounted by a taxidermist. And that's where Neil comes in with another business, Hunt's Game Bird Taxidermy.
A lot of people don't understand that that's where the first key part of getting a nice bird back from the taxidermist is how the sportsman actually treats the bird while they're out in the field. A lot of birds that get shot, sometimes they have broken wings or they're crippled, and a lot of guys will actually pick up those birds and wring their neck or a certain way to kill them in that sense. There is a couple certain ways to kill a bird if it is crippled, but the last thing that you want to do is pick up a bird by the neck and actually wring it, because all those feathers will actually fall out during the mounting process. And so after you kill a bird, you want to make sure to shake off all the water, make sure to keep it in the best condition, and then after you get it home, wrap it in several bags and put it in your freezer. And the quicker you can get it to the taxidermist, the better.
I don't know about you, but I found that to be extremely useful advice. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.